Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide, featuring your distinguished host and certified financial planner, Bart Zandbergen.
Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, a showcase for wealth strategies and investment wisdom, and it is essential for your evolving world. I'm your co-host, Letitia Burbaum, and thank you, Paul, our engineer.
Wow, am I looking forward to this one here. You guys bring in the coolest people doing the coolest things here.
You know, at the end of the day, we want to be able to make sure that our clients are getting the top-notch people in our community, that they're being able to get savings and opportunities and know what's going on. And so I'm really excited to have David Bowling here and Colin Jamison, and they're going to share us a little bit about private jet co-ownership program. And it's actually it's new in the U.S., right? For this company, this is, you guys are launching this?
Yes, this is the newest co-ownership program within the United States, and we're thrilled. We're thrilled that we get a chance to share more about it here on your show.
Can I just ask one quick question? Because we've had people talk about fractional jets. Can you just define the difference between fractional jets and co-ownership? Because you said there's some, I heard of the idea of sort of fractional ownership of something, especially something expensive like a jet, but I've never heard of co-ownership.
Yes, fractional ownership is more along the lines of like NetJets is one that people are most familiar with. FlexJet would be another one. And there's other competitors out there that do the same thing. However, they tend to divide portions about 25%, you know, 16%, whatever, 12%, you know, allotments for the co-ownership within the aircraft. However, co-ownership itself is generally delineated down to someone who either splits the aircraft 50-50 or maybe goes into a third, which is what we offer.
Fantastic. Well, before we go into too much detail about the company and what you guys offer, David, why don't you share with us a little bit about your background and who you are briefly?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to. Basically, I've been in the industry now for a little over 10 years. I initially started flying when I was 16, actually a little bit before that, in the mid-90s. Loved it, caught that bug, and ended up...
Most people start driving at that time.
Yeah, solo at 16 in a small Piper Cherokee 140 and just loved it, of course, like every kid. And eventually, I fell into the industry in doing sales and marketing. Worked with Bombardier Aerospace for a number of years here in Orange County. And now we're here starting up this new program, Verijets, and
that's
we're
really
excited. So,
how about yourself, Colin?
Yeah, I joined the Verijets team actually last year, met up with David, and previously was in the yachting industry. And actually, we had a co-ownership program that was based in the United States and expanded into Europe. And given that background, I thought that was a good way to transition into the aviation space, which I had a passion for. And so I linked up with Verijets, and now I'm here helping out David with the sales and marketing aspects of the company.
Well, we're so excited to have you guys here and learn a little bit more about your new launch and what you guys have to offer for everyone here locally. I'm really excited. So maybe you guys can share with us a little bit about some private jets and what benefits you guys have to offer.
Absolutely. Well, Verijets was initially started underneath STA Jets, which has been in business here at John Wayne Airport since 2009. And the idea was to help our current owners who may not want to have 100% full ownership of their aircraft, or maybe there's somebody who has a smaller portion with a competing company but want to bump up. And so now Verijets fills in that gap in the marketplace. It's perfect for somebody who's looking to help mitigate their overhead costs versus 100% owning their own aircraft, because there's maintenance, there's all sorts of costs that are entailed with that.
Yep.
With Verijets as a co-owned brand, now you're able to still have the asset that you can still utilize for your business. You can still offset your costs with either the co-owner that comes in with you, or if you both decide that you wanted to also charter it on the side when you're not using it, then that helps to lower your cost even more so.
That's
so it's the best of all worlds for that niche market.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. I can see that being a benefit at the end of the day. If it's not sitting there and you don't mind other people using it, you might as well have someone help with offsetting some of the costs.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic. Anything else that you wanted to add to that, Colin?
Yeah, as we've talked about briefly, there's a lot of benefits to private aviation and private travel. Mostly what you see, right, especially with VAIR, is just the time and money that you save with our program compared to our competitors and whole ownership as well, but also with chartering. Chartering is very common in the industry, and we've seen in some instances we save our users up to 45% on some trips compared to chartering with our VAIR Jets co-ownership program.
That's really substantial. So you're saying up to 45% in savings?
Correct, on certain trips, correct.
Right, and yeah. And compared with certain competitors.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love, that's like, to me, that's music to my ears, because right. I love knowing that I'm saving money, and then also I love knowing that I can help. I mean, on my side, I can help direct clients and saying, hey, you have these private jets, there's ways that you can reduce your costs and offset that. That's absolutely fantastic. So, what are some of the different options that they can use to offset private flying?
As we briefly talked about before, there's a couple different options you see commonly in the industry. First and foremost being chartering. I see a lot of people utilizing that. That's mostly for people who travel less than 100 hours per year. It's more of like a rent type scenario compared to a buy scenario.
So wait, I'm going to just break it down real quick. Sorry to interrupt. So
no,
chartering. So if I'm just listening, what does that really mean if I'm chartering an airplane?
So chartering an aircraft is if you need a private aircraft for the weekend, maybe. Maybe you're going to Aspen, maybe you're Perfect. Going to New York, whatever.
Okay.
You need to have a private aircraft take you there and back. And you're essentially utilizing that aircraft for that time that you have it for.
You don't want to have any of the responsibility of owning
right.
the aircraft. You
Correct.
Just want to go, but you want to have maybe your closest friends and just get away.
Yes.
Or a business trip and get away and be able to handle business and then return safely. But you don't want to deal with going through TSA and long lines, cancellations, being delayed, or government
definitely.
Shutdowns.
Right. We definitely don't want any of that.
Right? Okay. So that's charter. Sorry to continue. I just want to be able to make sure people understand what all these terms are. That
we're gonna make co-ownership great again.
That's right. Definitely. As David touched on earlier, too, the second category would be your co-ownership,
okay.
also your fractional membership offerings.
Okay.
Today, we're really focusing on the co-ownership aspect with VAIR Jets. As we touched on earlier as well, we're looking at 2 to 3 owners co-owning the jet,
okay.
also mitigating their expenses and reducing it by 50% to 66%
okay.
of their ongoing fixed expenses.
So say I want to own this with, you're saying, 2 to 3 different people.
Correct.
Walk me through that. What does that look like? I'm saying, hey, do I have to bring in all 3 parties? Do you guys help arrange that? Or just saying, hey, I'm really interested in aviation ownership, and this is what I want. What does that look like?
Well, glad you asked that question. It would be in with 3 partners. If you didn't have a partner, we would help provide that partnership.
Okay.
And that's part of what we do, is we really tailor finding the right schedule for each of the clientele that's going to come in and become a part owner of this particular aircraft, whatever
okay.
aircraft that may be.
Okay.
We're not limited to any aircraft type. We can make anything happen as far as the type of aircraft and size and things like that. So essentially what we would find is, like, say, for example, I know of some clients who only travel on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
I know of other clients who only travel on the holidays. I know some clients that only travel on the weekdays. The idea is to pair all of those together, make the scheduling a lot easier. We have a master calendar on our online portal for our owners, which makes life so much easier to book the aircraft. It takes all the pain of private aircraft ownership out of the equation.
I love
that.
You
get all the benefits, save time, save money, and all the luxury of having a private aircraft.
Oh, that's so neat. I really appreciate you guys just elaborating a little bit more and sharing what that looks like and kind of getting into the details of all of that. So as far as the pilots and arranges all that, do you guys arrange who's going to be actually flying these
We do.
Airplanes?
We do. Yeah. Everything is looked after. You don't have to worry about the crewing. You don't have to worry about the captains. We're ISBAO status, which is a above and beyond an industry standard. We're platinum certified, Argus rated. We're Wyvern wingman. We have all of our boxes ticked when it comes to safety. We have an untarnished safety record, and so all those aspects are looked after for the customer. They don't have to worry about it.
Oh, I love that. That's absolutely helpful. So What if I wanted to fully own an airplane instead of just co-ownership? What does that look like?
No, definitely. That's also an option as well. We really see that for people who travel over 200 hours per year that really need full control of their calendar. So most business owners, they really need to control their calendar, last-minute meetings and so forth, and just really need an enhanced flexibility. So that would be ideal for someone like that.
And you guys can help with that as well?
Yes.
Oh, neat. Okay, great. So why would someone choose co-ownership versus just ownership outright, like I just asked in general?
Well, it's a niche audience. So it's essentially for those who maybe they already own 100% of a larger aircraft, and that's all they have. Mm-hmm. So would it make sense to take that larger aircraft out of John Wayne and fly it up to San Luis Obispo? Probably not.
Right.
That's not your best cost-effective route to take. Okay. However, if you were to have a smaller aircraft, such as a Citation Encore or something that seats, you know, 8 passengers or so, mm-hmm. That would make much more sense from an operational standpoint. But maybe you don't justify the need because you don't fly that route that often. Mm. However, this is where the co-ownership comes into play, where you find one, maybe two other people that are also doing the same thing, and then you come in and you split it.
Fantastic. That makes sense. So then if you were going to do it versus charter, what does that look like?
Well, charter, Colin, do you want to take this one or no?
Sure. Yeah. When it comes to chartering, you're actually getting charged a premium. Once again, it's just for that one-time use for the aircraft. So you're getting charged a premium for just for the convenience factor of it all. As we talked about before, with the co-ownership program, you're actually going to get a lot lower all-in hourly rate as well on our Citation Encore, which we've seen, once again, anywhere from 30 to 45% compared to a charter. So you do get significant cost savings.
Perfect. So we also just had a call in and someone's just trying to verify what's the difference between VAIR and some of your competitors.
Was that the caller that just came in right behind it?
Yes, it was.
Yep. Call back in. Colin, do you want to take that one too or no?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of differentiation between us and our competitors. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing for us is we're a true co-ownership model.
Okay.
We really provide a clear and transparent model for people that want to own a jet and get the benefits of whole ownership while also reducing their costs and getting the same benefits. So reducing your costs from 50 to 66% of a whole aircraft ownership and really get those benefits and plenty of other benefits too, which David can elaborate on as well.
Right. Well, I mean, if it's for business, I mean, the whole purchase price is a write-off.
Yeah.
So you have that for tax benefits. The other aspect is, of course, there's one thing that you can never buy. Rockefeller said it. Buffett has said it. You cannot buy back your time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your lost time is something you can never get back. And private aircraft ownership or co-ownership gives you that time back. It increases your productivity. It gets you there faster. You have an increased quality of life for a fraction of the price.
Yeah, that's so perfect. So I'm going to just stop for a second, and we're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll be right back.
With more than 25 years of experience, Bart's comprehensive perspective has earned acclaim from clients across the globe. Gain access to lessons learned throughout Bart's career by following at Bart Sandbergen on Instagram. To learn more about Bart Sandbergen as an advisor, mentor, and public speaker, and for more information on Optivest Wealth Management, please visit www.bartsandbergen.com.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare. By 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest. Higher.
All right, back with Letitia and her guests. I'm just sitting here. My mouth is dropping. I'm drooling. I've never even been in a private jet, and I'm hoping you guys will talk about the experience a little bit here. not just the freedom. I get it, your time and your freedom and everything, but yeah. What is in a private jet? What's the, describe the luxury that you get in one of these?
That's a great question, guys. Who wants to tackle that?
I'll start, gladly. So if you were looking to, I'll touch upon a price just in this much here. If you were to look to purchase a brand new G550, G650, Global Express, you're looking at a ballpark range between $65 million and $70 million brand new.
Okay. Wow.
That's just the purchase price.
That's not the maintenance.
That's not the cost of maintenance. That's not the cost of fuel. That's not the cost of having your own flight department.
Right.
So,
and a flight department is what? It's the pilot.
Your pilots, your flight attendant and coordinator, if need be.
And so some people actually have those just sitting around on call waiting
on staff.
For them?
Yeah.
Yes.
On staff.
Yes.
It's part of their payroll. I see that in the client's balance sheet. So I'm very familiar. That's why I was asking, hey, do you guys coordinate that? So that makes sense.
Right. So that's what you're looking at if you were looking to purchase new. And then the next tier down, of course, is pre-owned. Mm-hmm. You have a pre-owned market that's currently out there that you can find on controller.com or any other number of resources. And what you'll find there is, depending on what aircraft best fits your needs.
Yeah.
Maybe you only fly with 3 or 4 passengers at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that greatly diminishes the price point because now you don't need as large of an aircraft.
Right.
So you're looking at the pre-owned market. What normally would have cost maybe $20 million is now maybe only down to $5 million.
Okay.
Depends on what age and how much time is on the aircraft and what needs to be done to it. So that kind of gives you, in a nutshell, the types of pricing that you're dealing with. If you were to get into a pre-owned aircraft that's co-owned, do the math. You have 3 co-owners that come in on an aircraft that normally costs $2.5 million.
Right.
It's a lot more affordable and easier to get in, and you don't have to worry about the maintenance or
And that's not even
staffing.
The flight time. That's not even going on the trip. That's just the plane and the maintaining it.
Yeah. Right.
And what does that run? I mean, you know, look, I know we've had people come in and talk about yachts. You were in the yacht industry. It just starts with the boat. Then you got the slip, and you got to take it out periodically and scrape it and do all sorts of things to it and redo the engine so often and all that kind of stuff. I would think jets would be a lot of the same thing. You know, give somebody an idea how much effort and time they would put into it if they...
The maintenance and following up with all that.
Where do you park it, and how often do you have to take the engines apart and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, when you touch on there with in regards to yachts, I mean, it's one of those things you hear the comment saying the best time is when you buy and sell your yacht. Just because.
Exactly.
But when it comes to yachts, the general rule of thumb is around 10% of the asset value is what you're looking to spend in regards to maintenance and managing the vessel. And unfortunately, we saw here locally and actually globally, is a lot of guys that buy their yacht and it just sits there and just kind of unfortunately rots away. They don't get to use and enjoy it. And because
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It looks good. It looks good behind the house in Newport Beach, but other than that, you know. From there, that's where we really saw the need for the co-ownership model, even in the yachting industry, is because people just let their boats sit there. Now you can actually pay for the time you use and you have available, and it makes it a lot more attractive and incentivize people to go out there and start using them.
I love the idea that you have the flexibility, and you're not tied down to one specific plane forever. You have the ability to make changes if you want to.
That's right, and that's another key point for people who've not really had experience beyond the charter side. Maybe they haven't had any charter experience. Maybe they finally just fell into some wealth that they didn't have before, and they think, hey, I've always wanted to own my own private plane. But let me tell you something. I've heard of horror stories of people getting into it for the first time, not knowing what to contend with.
Yeah.
Hey, I found this great pre-owned aircraft online or whatever. A mere $500,000. I think that sounds great. Let's do it. They buy it, and then only to find out it needs $1.5 million worth of maintenance on it to keep the thing going. So that's the other aspect that we offer. We offer sound professional advice coupled with STA jets, Verijets. We look after our client base. We make sure that they don't make foolish decisions, and we make sure that we get them into the right fit that's best for them and their needs, not ours.
Right.
In the end, everybody wins.
Right. So my clients, a lot of them, it's about an experience, and they like the privacy, and they want to be able to go from point A to point B, and sometimes they don't have a lot of time. They don't want to waste a lot of their business time waiting in line for TSA. These are some of the reasons why they just want to get on a plane and go. Tell us what that experience is if I was a client coming in with you guys.
Coming in with us, you're going to have, from start to end, phenomenal experience. You're going to have leaps and bounds above our competitors in that, for example, I had a former client of mine with a former company that I used to work with who I convinced him to come over to us and try us out. He got off that plane. He was just doing a simple flight to Aspen and back.
Yeah.
Did a ski trip with his family. Yeah. Had a great time. But he said, David, from the minute that I started scheduling, it was easy. Mm. I didn't have to do very much. I essentially mm-hmm. had to make one call and one email confirmation. Done.
Yeah.
And he was just trying us out for the first time. He wasn't a co-owner yet.
Mm.
He gets on plane. Family loves it. Now, it was a smaller plane, so you didn't have a flight attendant on board.
Okay.
But we had made sure that all the catering that he wanted was already on board in advance. He didn't have to ask for anything.
I was going to say, how's the food?
Everything's oh.
Anything you want.
You want five-star food, you got it. You
even
want
In-N-Out.
Five-star drinks, we got it. Exactly. We'll do In-N-Out. Whatever the customer would like.
Yeah.
That's what we cater to. And so, anyway, long story short, which is already going long, had a great trip, flew back, everything was on time. Our pilots inform them. They make sure that everything's up to speed. Our dispatchers are on the top of their game. They always let them know if there's going to be a slight possibility of there's something being an early arrival or a later arrival.
Mm-hmm.
But we're almost always on time to the point of like a window of plus or minus 5 minutes. So, I mean, you're looking at top-notch service, top-notch.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any unexpected quagmires that are going to get in your way of your trip.
That's great. So is there anything else that our audience really needs to know why they would work with you guys? What's some of the, like, I know we've talked about just maybe in summary, some of the savings, some of the objectives, maybe overall, you know, why you guys and how is it going to help them? How's it going to help their bottom line? Just kind of a recap.
Yeah, as David touched on briefly too earlier, it's just the increased productivity and revenue generation that it can help with a business. You can hit multiple locations in one trip.
Mm-hmm.
Some people even reported that some that would take 3 days now only takes 8 hours of their day.
Oh, I love that.
Going to multiple locations, you have access to smaller areas, smaller airports, you have no layovers, and so just once again allows you to be more productive and efficient with your time, increase revenue, and increase customer service.
It's music to my ears.
And to piggyback on that, you, like, say, for example, maybe you're a Wheels Up customer. You're used to a King Air 350, which is a turboprop engine. Great aircraft, great for shorter range trips, not ideal for longer range trips.
Mm.
You can get from John Wayne Airport to Aspen and back in a third of the time that it would take a King Air 350 to do within a small light jet aircraft, which is what we specialize in.
Oh, that's great.
On top of that, not only are you saving time in the air, but you're also saving on your hourly cost, as an example, compared because you're not in the air as long.
Right.
And our rates are, again, about anywhere from 40 to 45% less expensive than what you would already be spending in a program such as that competitor that I just named.
That's so great. I appreciate that. So, Paul, I seem like you have
quick,
another question.
Quick Twitter
here.
Question. Can you, somebody, I think you can do this with yachts. I've, again, never owned a yacht, but I think if you somehow qualify, they'll take you out and sort of give you a little test run and you can try it, whatever. Is there a try before you buy? Can they go up and fly in different planes, or do they have to charter them and figure that out themselves?
It's kind of like a hybrid between a charter, and we call it a demo flight. So it'd be a reduced rate, the program rate, to be offered that as an incentive to try it out.
Yeah, and then if they end up coming into the program as a co-owner, we would actually refund back the difference in pricing as well.
And let me ask you a question, a personal question. I'm a big flight buff, too, and know that Honda has gotten into corporate jets, and they've really made a splash with a smaller, more fuel-efficient, I don't know if it's faster, too, or whatever. Talk about some of the differences in jets. It's not just the same old Lear jets that we all grew up with, or Gulfstreams or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Honda Jet did a beautiful job with that aircraft design. It took them a number of years to finally get it off the assembly line. Very efficient. Very quiet because of the design with the engines coming off of the actual wings as opposed to the fuselage in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very quiet ride. We don't have Honda Jets. However, if we had co-owners who were interested in getting a Honda Jet, we would certainly make that happen. Again, we're not limited to any aircraft type. We can work with any at all. If somebody likes Textron, we'll go Textron. If somebody likes Gulfstream, we go Gulfstream. Bombardier, we go Bombardier. So on and so forth. And Honda Jet would be another example of that. Mainly, we're focusing on the light jet market, which is comprised with our initial fleet right now within mm-hmm. the Citation Encores. But again, we're not limited to that. So they have a vastly expanded horizon of choices.
And why have you focused there? Is it just ease of use, or is it what people prefer? It's a better experience?
It's a tested, tried and true aircraft, for mm-hmm. one. The operational cost on it is very, very low.
Got it.
It's, I mean, when you compare it from the jet market, market to the turboprop market, yes, it's higher than a turboprop because a turboprop's just lesser expensive to operate. Mm-hmm. However, you look at the gap between the two, it's not that much of a differential. So somebody who's looking to step up from a turboprop and get into the jet market, this is the easiest way to get in. And to your point earlier, if somebody wants to try it, they don't like the aircraft, they want to get out and get into a different aircraft, we can easily make that happen for them. Again, that's we fantastic. Tailor to our client base.
Oh, yeah, I love to hear that. So I'm just going to kind of wrap up here. Is there anything we always ask every single guest that comes into the show? It's like, what's your ultimate lesson learned? Maybe you can apply that personally in your business, something that you guys would each like to share. I don't know. Colin, you want to start?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to just your priorities, what you're looking to accomplish. There's whether we see with families wanting to spend more time with their family, being closer to their family, more access to other family members, or just business and just kind of learning what needs for the customer, really getting to learn and know about our customers and the businesses that they run, and just really choosing what's best for them and what they're looking to accomplish. Because David mentioned we encounter a lot of different clients, they have different needs and wants, and just really kind of learning and understanding what they're trying to accomplish and trying to meet that objective for them.
Yeah, that's great. And how about you, David?
I would actually concur with that. And it's funny you mentioned that with relationships. I think that's key to have that firm trust. I can think of two people offhand that stand by that. Ken Mullis of Mullis & Company. That's the way he treats all of his client base. You look at Barry Diller. I just watched a recent interview of him on Yahoo Finance on their channel and couldn't stress enough and underscore enough it is the relationship, an honest relationship, whether good or bad or in between, to make certain that the customer is looked after, that the client base feels comforted, that they're good, and to have that forthrightness of this is what you have here and present that to them.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And we at OptiVest absolutely are the same way. You know, our clients are always first, and if there's any way that we can take care of them. So I think this is a great synergy, and there's ways that we can work together and help our clients or your clients. I think that's fantastic. I'm glad you guys are here today. Thank you so much. And tell our audience how they can find you guys.
Yeah, they can find us at our website. It's verjets.com, VAIRJETS.com, verjets.com.
Okay. That's great.
And Vair is spelled V-A, just like V-Air,
V-A-I-R.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. And tune in next week for our next live show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting bartzandbergen.podbean.com. The Zandbergen Report is also available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Interested in being a featured guest on our show or have a question you'd like to hear us answer? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com. Bart A. Zandbergen, CFP, and Letitia Burbaum, AIF, are registered investment advisors with OptiVest, Inc., and registered representatives with Gramercy Securities, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered by OptiVest, Inc. under SEC registration.